How are we doing? We got 2 days of practice left, and we're excited about those 2 days to get the evaluation in. The guys have been working hard, so we're just anxious to get out there these last 2 days, get a couple evaluations, and see these guys work, continue to work on the fundamentals and techniques that we're doing, and then head to training camp, you know, hopefully with some recall of the things we've installed this offseason and get going.
How difficult is it for you to get a good gauge on guys like Anthony Barr and Scott Crichton when they weren't here for the, you know, the
You know, our assistant coaches have done a good job, you know, since we've had them in here in the rookie mini camp, where they've been able to travel out, work with them some at their respective schools. You know, we've been using Skype, those kind of things to kind of keep them caught up as far as the install of what we've been able to do. Now, they've missed the work, you know, here as far as the reps and things, but mentally, you know, they've come back in, they've got a good grasp of what we're doing and what we're introduced to them when they were here, and, you know, we just got to keep working on the fundamentals and technique of what we're trying to get accomplished and keep getting them comfortable within the system, and, you know, we're really looking forward to those 2 men as we progress down the road.
What's that dynamic been like between you and Mike? And he's obviously still pretty hands-on with the defense.
Oh, it's been good. I've worked with Zim, Mike, way back from back in Dallas. So we've known each other a long time. So good working relationship, a lot of respect for what he's done in this league defensively, systematically, you know, with this system as it's grown over the years and seeing where it's at. So it's been a great working relationship.
What sort of role do you envision for Barr?
Well, right now we're kind of just working him at different skill sets, different positions, and kind of fitting in where his skill sets go. So systematically, we're flexible enough that we can take his skill set and put him in positions where, you know, hopefully it helps us most advantageous, is whether rushing the passer, whether it's dropping in coverage, you know, all those things that he's able to bring to the table. So we're just moving him around right now, working his different skill sets and just seeing where he fits.
Been able to get a feel for your safety position. Is there anybody that stands out alongside Harrison Smith?
Yeah, I'll tell you, all those guys have been back there competing their butts off all offseason. So right now, that's what we've tried to generate at the position. I think we've done a good job of that between the draft and the young kids that we've got in here. And it's a joy to go out there and watch them every day with that competition at that position. Every day they know they've got to come to work, they've got to study, they've got to be on top of the things that we're trying to work. So we're excited about where we are right now and look forward to keep progressing the competition as we get into training camp.
Hey, George, what have you seen from Captain Mullen so far, and what do you kind of like about his game and the toughness and the attitude he kind of brings to the secondary?
He's done a good job coming in, adjusting to what we're asking him to adjust to. You know, he played a lot of nickel inside, you know, in the slot and those kind of things at Carolina the last couple of years, which kind of caught our eye. He's come in. He's picked up on the system the last couple of days. He's really had a couple of good practices for us. You know, coming out of last week, the OTAs, coming into this mini camp where he seems to have a good grasp of what we're trying to get accomplished. So we just got to keep working the fundamentals and what we're asking him to do, him understanding the concepts of what we're getting from our offense and what we're going to get down the road. But we're pleased where he is right now. We just got to keep working it and feel like he'll be a good addition to us inside in the slot.
What does he bring from sort of that veteran presence to your defense, and is he able to really implement that being his first year in Minnesota?
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, from system to system, from team to team, there's only so many different things that you do. Now, we have different ways of handling situations, which he's been able to adjust and adapt to since he's been in here. But what offenses are trying to do to us schematically and just being able to communicate with the guys inside as far as the linebackers, the safeties, and the corners outside, he brings that sort of veteran, you know, experience to that position, which helps us out a lot. So from that aspect of it, him being on the field, being able to communicate different things, whether it's splits of receivers, whether it's anticipation of down the distance, getting a running pass, all those types of things that come with the experience, you know, he brings to that position.
What adjustments does Barr have to make, having only played 2 years in a 3-4 defense, and to what you guys have already established here with this team?
Well, again, like you said, he's only played defense for 2 years there in college, but you know, out of those 2 years, he wore a lot of hats for them. I mean, he's doing a lot of similar things that we're asking him to do, whether it's rush the passer, whether it's drop back in coverage, playing off the ball a little bit more than he probably has in the past. But from that aspect of it, right now we're just trying to get him in those positions, look at his skill set, evaluate him, and try to get the most out of his ability.
Do you see Barr's role maybe evolving as he gets more game experience and keeps learning in your system?
Sure. I mean, we mean that for all our players. You know, as we come in and the more comfortable they become systematically, they start to wear more different hats. Right now, we just try them at different positions, working them in different techniques and fundamentals within the scheme, And, you know, that's pretty much it. And then we'll put the pieces together as we get to training camp and, you know, just kind of pigeonhole somebody that they're this or they're that. We try to take the skill set and what we're asking them to do. We've moved a lot of guys around since we've been here this offseason. We've worked a lot of different guys at different positions, and that's what we've been trying to evaluate here this whole offseason as we progress down the road.
Speaking of moving guys around, what have your impressions been of seeing Chad Greenway in the middle? Is that something that could...
Well, we know Chad has been a productive linebacker, you know, since he's been here. So from that aspect of it, we know what he brings to the room. But again, they're, you know, playing from outside linebacker to middle linebacker, depending on which package we're in. I mean, as far as route progressions, as far as runs, as far as his reads and those kind of things, we knew there was a lot of similarities in what it is we're going to ask him to do. So from that aspect of it, he's transitioned well in and out, you know, from what we've asked him to do, from the different packages and what we've asked him to do. So we're pleased with where he is right now. We just got to keep progressing, keep getting familiar with all the calls and the terminology and the reads and those kind of things. But he's a heck of a pro. I mean, the guy comes to work every day. He's prepared every day. I mean, what you see is what you get out of him. That's why he's a good player.
George, everybody talks about Anthony Barr's intelligence. You got an example that you've seen of how he's been able to just pick something up real quick or anything like that?
Well, just take for example. I mean, he's been out in California here for this whole period. Came in yesterday. We kind of had a big install in yesterday. It was first day back for this mandatory minicamp, and he seemed, you know, to understand the concepts of what it is we're trying to teach right off the bat. So from that aspect of it, you know, he can transition from the meeting room to the field, and, you know, that's always a pleasure as a coach when you got a guy that can transition. You can see it in your meeting room. You walk out on the field, you walk through it, and then all of a sudden you get taking live reps at it, and he can adjust and adapt to it and be, you know, in good shape as far as his responsibility about a call.
In the base defense, how do you see the middle linebacker spot shaping up, whether it's Brinkley or Mahdi?
Well, right now, it's the same thing. Right now, we're working a lot of guys in and out of that position. We've transitioned guys in and out. So it is an open – I mean, it's a competition that we feel good about the guys we got in there competing every day. And those guys have been working their butts off. So from that aspect of it, we're excited of where we are. We just know that we still got a lot of work to do at the position as we keep transitioning down the road. And those guys will keep competing. They're going to give you everything that they got, both mentally and physically. So from that aspect of it, when we get the training camp, get the pads on, start competing, you know, and live, that says a lot, especially out of that position because of, you know, the physical traits that it takes to play the position.
Been mixing and matching a lot in the secondary too. What kind of are you looking for from guys back there?
Well, again, like Coach Zimmer has said numerous times, we're trying to get, you know, the best group of guys back there assembled. Take position out of it. We've asked guys to do some things outside their comfort zone schematically from what they're used to doing in the past. So we're trying to keep that open competition going. So we've moved guys around just to see that their talents and their skill sets and what we're asking them to do by call. And try to, you know, just keep the evaluation into that as we keep moving down the road. Because when you start getting down to a limited number of players, you know, things happen during the course of the year that, you know, between injuries, between guys missing games or whatever, that skill set, the more that you can do, you know, we can transition in and out of those situations as best as possible.
What's been your impression of Xavier back there?
Xavier, to me, has really been playing confident in these last couple of practices, especially you can see it. So it seems like he's not as thinking as much as he was before. So his confidence level has gone up in what we're asking him to do. And you can see him, I mean, he's making a lot of plays out there on the ball, locating the ball. I mean, just with the technique and fundamental things that we're asking our corners to do, although we're not able to press as much now, but we know that ought to be something as we keep progressing down the road, he ought to be good at. So from that aspect of it, we're really pleased where he's at right now. And you can tell it with the confidence, the way he's in the building, he's transitioning from meeting room out to the practice field, and how he's competing every day at practice.
Exum, what are you seeing out of him back at safety?
You know, since he's come in, I know, you know, his history. He's been a corner before as a safety. So from that aspect of it, it's been a good transition for him. He's done a good job communicating calls for a rookie coming in, and everything that we've thrown at him, we think he's done a very good job of concentrating and focusing on what it is we're asking him to. He's still a work in progress now as far as what we're trying to get accomplished with him, but we like his attitude and his attention to detail as he comes in and he works every day.
A couple veterans in the offseason. How's the chemistry of that group right now?
I think it's been good. Those guys have been competing every day, working together. I mean, the group, is a good group. I mean, there was a lot of holes there when we first came in here, and we've added some new players to that position. And one thing you always like to see is guys working together and trying to help each other. And you see that group right now, you know, coaching each other when we're not around, helping each other, trying to talk about pointers, trying to talk about the message that we're trying to get accomplished, what we're trying to get done schematically, defensively, the fundamentals and the techniques of it. So it's always good to see those guys working together and knowing, you know, what it is we're trying to get done. And that's what it takes. It takes all 11 players being on the same page per call and just firing off the ball and being able to get accomplished what it is we're trying to get done.
Jamarca and Josh Robinson there kind of dealing with those muscle pulls not to be out there.
Anytime you've got an injury, you know, you like to have guys out there getting evaluated, but that's something you can't control. So aspect of it is they're here in the meetings and, you know, starting to work in certain things in practice. But, you know, from that aspect of it, we'll just keep progressing. When we get them back, we'll keep working, see where they're at, and just keep the evaluation going as they get back. All right, thank you.